USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Did big media censor the explosive Hunter Biden emails from the public? Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells Fox News his thoughts.
For liability protection where they cannot be sued, so they just let information out. People are able to say what they want. But now we're watching that big tech is using this and censoring individuals. Even they're censoring the federal government, they're censoring newspapers, they're censoring Americans based upon what they believe. They want to influence you for what you can think and what you can say. So it is time now that we scrap Section 230 and we start over. And in the Republican Judiciary Committee, we have a great bill to start out with. Jim Jordan as the ranking member, a number of members have already co-sponsored. That is where we should start, because as you remember, Maria, when I was majority leader, we brought in big tech. They would tell us one thing, but we have found they've continued to do another.
USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Did the FBI suppress information after the explosive Hunter Biden emails were first sent to the Bureau? Republican Devin Nunes, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee, has questions on Fox News Sunday.
This was all relevant information that the FBI was given that information specifically because of the impeachment of Trump, the way that our investigators understand it. So why would the FBI not get that immediately to the Congress? I think that's a question that they have to answer. And the faster they answer it, the better. If I were these agents that were involved in this, I'd separate myself from the D.C. swamp creatures. I don't know what that chain of command and where that information went up the chain of command, but the American people deserve a right to know it, and those agents should come forward and tell us who they gave this information to back in 2019 during the heat of the impeachment.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations has not responded to letters sent from lawmakers in Washington. The Biden laptop reportedly has roughly 40,000 emails. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Follow your dreams, and maybe you'll find a dinosaur bone that's 69 million years old. USA Radio News' Val Dior has some older news.
Nathan Rushkin has wanted to be a paleontologist all his life, and the 12-year-old made a significant discovery in the Badlands of Alberta, Canada. He found a partially unearthed dinosaur fossil while hiking with his dad over the summer. The fossil was a humerus bone from a juvenile hadrosaur, a duck-billed dinosaur that lived about 69 million years ago. The seventh grader says it's been his dream for a while. They sent pics to the Royal Terrell Museum of Paleontology, which ID'd the fossil, sent a team of paleontologists to the site. The crew's been there for about 2 months and uncovered nearly 50 bones that came from the single hadrosaur. Fossils are protected by law in Alberta, so it's important that people do not disturb any fossils they may find. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Dinosaurs went extinct about 65 million years ago. They did live on Earth for about 165 million years. The Hunter Biden email story continues to grow, recently discovering Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden was getting half of what Hunter was earning abroad. Don Trump Jr. opines on Fox News.
Everything that they hoped and prayed I was doing, that they made me testify for 30 hours for, that they said that I had committed treason doing, Hunter Biden was actually doing with knowledge of Joe Biden.
The Biden camp and Democrat leaders are calling the story a Russian collusion, but have never said the laptop did not belong to Hunter. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.